بسم الله، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. Translation is, and rush towards the forgiveness from your Rabb, and to that Jannah as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the pious, those who spend in good and in bad times, those who control their anger and are forgiving towards the people. Allah loves those who do good. Note, the ulama have said that some sahaba radiallahu anhum envied the Banu Israel, because whenever a person committed a sin, he found it written on his door together with its method of tawbah, example by cutting off the nose or the ear, etc. The sahaba radiallahu anhum envied them because the forgiveness for the sin after the tawbah was certain. When any of the sahaba radiallahu anhum committed a sin, he would be terrified of its punishment. Not only men, even the women felt the same way. Once a woman who had committed zina came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned her sin and asked for its punishment, which meant being stoned to death. And that punishment was finally carried out. Why? Because the fear of the punishment in the akhirah for the sin was far greater than the fear of death. It is said about Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu that once a thought of his garden disturbed his concentration in salah. So he gave away the garden in sadaqah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and felt happy thereafter. Anything disturbing his mind during salah was not worth keeping. Another Ansari sahabi had a similar experience. His date palms were full of dates. He thought of the date palms in his salah, that how well the dates had ripened. Realizing his mistake, he came to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, who was the khalifa at the time, and gave the garden away in sadaqah. It was accepted by Uthman radiallahu anhu and sold for 50,000 dirhams. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu once ate a doubtful morsel of food by mistake, which he wanted to vomit out. He went on drinking water and continued vomiting till the morsel came out. He did this for fear of allowing some doubtful food to become a part of his flesh. Alas, today we are so weak that we don't even think about how serious the punishments are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his favors for the ummah of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, revealed the above ayat saying, rush towards such good deeds through which the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall be earned. Sa'id bin Jubair rahimahullah says that we must rush with good deeds towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for Jannah, the width of which is equal to the seven heavens joined together, like one piece of cloth sewn together from many pieces, and the seven earths also joined with them.